What happened? Did you hang up on me?
No, I didn't. I was in mid-sentence, and I was like, I think the call just dropped. I was like, I don't think she meant to hang up. I'm going to call her back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I was saying, we can help you with your reviews as well. So anybody that's, you know, that's using, you know, your company, Don's Metal Polish, we can reach out to them and say, can you leave us a 5-star review based off of the service that you receive? Now, those customers can post before and after pictures as well as leave you 5 stars and give us a great review on your Google Business profile and build that up as well. So now in the community, when people are starting to research you or look up your services, anything like that, those are going to populate, and now people are going to be able to see the quality work you do as well through there. And it's going to be really, really beneficial to you.
Okay, do I have any input on the ad? I don't see how it could be terrible because we have wonderful before and after.
Right. You have inputs on the ads, yes. So my tech team, I can put in a note here. Hey, she would like to help out with the ad, make sure that it's perfect before we go live. Now, they would create the ad. Obviously, we would use pictures from what you guys have because that's going to be the best pictures to use. And then they will ask you, hey, is this good enough for you? Do you want a better one? How do you want a wording? Or, you know, they're going to work with you on the advertisement, and then they'll be able to target wherever you would like. I know you want to target Boston, so I put in the notes already that you would really like to service Boston and South New Hampshire, or south of Boston.
Okay.
Correct?
Yeah, excuse that noise. The apartment above me is being renovated. So.
Oh, okay.
And I have a pet bird that's really annoyed with this. So,
okay.
Oh, what a day. Yeah, I'm sure I'll have more questions, and we'll annoy the heck out of you. But it's based on my experience with other.
Yeah.
You know, it's based on my experience with other companies. Can you tell me, I don't think you did before, can you give me some responses that you've had with customers that have gone from Google Ads to your company?
For Google Ads, are you wanting to do a Facebook ad or are you wanting to do the Google Ads?
Oh, no. I want to get rid of Google Ads.
Okay, so you just want to do the retargeting market for the Facebook ads with the Google Business listing. Typically what happens is our customers, they see anywhere from 10 to 15% come from the retargeting of Facebook. The bulk of your customers is going to come from Google because people are searching at that time. But like I said, with Facebook, we can get even more creative and help you in that area because I know there's Facebook groups that do antique shops, they do antique collecting, and they always want that antique to look as new as they bought it, right? So we're going to be able to put you in specific areas. Research shows for us, for our customers, they have never been able to retarget people. They do what's called like a new marketing target market, and they have to figure all this stuff out. So we're able to cut that cost down because it's a retargeting ad compared to you just walking up to somebody firsthand. That's more expensive because that's, you know, people aren't interested in your service. So those are the kind of the numbers that we have for our research. It's like 10 to 15% come from the Facebook, but really the Google is where you're really going to get the people to find you because they're searching at that time and place.
I have 3 pages on Facebook. One is for brass polishing, but it shows the antiques.
Okay.
And people look at it, but there aren't many comments. I don't have time for this. I'm also recuperating from, like, a heart surgery.
Oh.
And and before that, I was doing real estate. I really pick them, don't I? What a lousy business. And I decided to stop. It was where I had a wonderful company with wonderful training. And what I did was, I was a realtor prior to that, but I had to make a change because I was with one of those companies that they really offer a real low fee to the agents, but they offer no training and nothing, and I had not kept up with things. So anyways, did you hear that?
Didn't hear what?
Didn't.
I didn't, no. Well, you're okay. Oh, I just hear you.
Okay, no, it sounded like they were going to come through the floor or the ceiling. Anyway, so I had such a hard time with Facebook, with that company. They really pushed it. They really wanted us to do videos, you know, and I didn't know how to do it. And I felt so awful that I decided I had to stop, and it was costing me a fortune. But do you deal with realtors also? Because I may do something different with that.
I don't know.
I know that's a separate business.
Yeah, I don't know if we deal with realtors itself. I can find out for you and see how we would be able to do that and target market for you as well. Typically, we usually do things with like business where either they're doing like a service, you know, they're going, people are searching for stuff. But I can find out for you and see how we can help you out. Are you going to be working with a company or just going to be working like for yourself doing that, or?
I don't know. It's not urgent. It's not something I need to know right away. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I can find out.
And I suppose if I make a video, a quick one, I understand they should be under 4 minutes to post. Would that be good?
It just depends on the service you're doing and then the industry you're in. So if you're talking about a real estate deal, probably.
No, I'm talking about for the brass polishing.
The brass polishing, if you want to do a video of you polishing it, that's fine. Look, you could always let us know and we'll actually guide you on helping you post the video. So if you want to post it, that's fine. If you want us to use a video for your marketing, you can do that. My tech team will show you how to upload everything. Before and after pictures are really good too, because people can see like how dull it looked before and then with after you guys polishing it, looking brand spanking new, right? So we like those as well. But some people do like the process of like, oh, well, how do they do that? So we can help you. Like I said, my tech team's going to walk you through everything on that end. So that way you have an opportunity to give everything to us so we can do the work for you. Like you said, you don't have time to do that stuff. You're more focused on pulling in revenue, doing the work for the people that are coming in and doing, you know, polishing whatever they're coming in for. You don't have time to sit there and fiddle around with Google or Facebook and stuff. That's more of like what we do. And that's why I said we really focus on bringing you customers. So we're not focusing on just like, hey, this looks nice. It's all about revenue for you. So that's what we want to do is help you bring in revenue, right? So we'll take care of that for you. Whatever pictures you have or videos, that's
Excuse
good for
me.
Us.
My phone's beeping, so it's probably the bank. So I'm going to have to hang up. All right.
Okay.
We'll talk on Monday. You can email a time if you want.
Okay. I'll email you a time, and then we'll go from there.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, Barbara. Get better.